Ralphie Radio Show. I had the distinct pleasure and honor over the weekend partying with the one and the only. He was in the mix. Yes, your boy, Lil Jon. He made some time after his DJ set for the Ralphie Radio Show. A very abbreviated interview, though.
Two questions, because I'm f-ing wasted. Tell me I had to f-ing work out there. I got to work out. What is that?
You know, he had a long day of travel that day. He was in New York earlier doing this whole thing with Billboard Magazine, and then he came up to the club. So the fact that after the DJ set, after he'd been drinking, he was still willing to get on camera with me. We have a video of this as well. To do a couple questions, I appreciate it. You know what? Definitely don't take that for granted. So, the first question I asked Lil Jon, because he's such a party DJ, a hype man, producer, so on and so forth, what makes a successful Lil Jon party?
I just like to party for everybody. Like, I play for the crowd. I come in the club early and feel all the people and know exactly what I need to play, know what kind of people is in the crowd.
Right.
Sometimes you got a commercial crowd, sometimes you got people that want to hear a lot of house, sometimes you got a hip-hop crowd.
What?
You just got to learn how to play.
A lot more dance than I expected, which was awesome. It worked, obviously, but...
No, because, I mean, I'm in the dance world.
Right. I mean, obviously.
I DJ rave all the time, so, yeah, I do a lot of different stuff.
All right, second question. I got to ask...
That was like three, wasn't it?
Well, no, you... It's an Ralphie Radio Show.
I just read that off the microphone.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Pitbull.
Right, come on.
Did you ever think that he would be to the level that he's at now, where he's from Mr. 305 to Mr. Worldwide?
Honestly, I believed in that dude from day one. Like, when I met him, that's why I like, you know, with him, because he had a lot of talent. And I saw potential that he could do something that nobody had ever done before. And it wasn't just me working with him. That was my, that was like my family. You know, that was my brother, my cousin. Like, and we just worked together, had a good time. And now he's just killing it. Like, this new record he got with Ne-Yo is going to be a number one worldwide smash. His new album is about to drop, and he's about to just kill it. Like, he's amazing. Like, I got a lot of respect for him, because he'll tell you, if you interview him, you talk to him, he say he learned a lot from me, he learned a lot from Luke. And to be a good artist and a good entrepreneur and entertainer, you have to listen to other people and watch and learn. And that's what he did, and he's killing it right now.
You know, a lot of people forget that Pitbull really got his start because of Lil Jon. More music coming up next on the Ralphie Radio Show. And by the way, yes, we do have video of my little encounter with Lil Jon that we'll post later tonight to the Ralphie Radio Show blog.